Unit 3. Speaking Focus. Activity 1.
Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. Here are some things that we often think make people mature and a question for you to discuss. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now, talk to each other about the extent to which these things make people consider themselves to be mature.
Shall we make a start?
Okay.
First of all, I really don't consider that we ever complete our education. What I mean is, it may be the case that you finish a university degree, but nowadays a lot of people go on to do postgraduate courses or vocational training of some kind, even when they're quite old. It's more and more common for people to return to study throughout their lives.
I think that being financially independent is the key. If you are still reliant on your parents for money, you are never entirely free to make your own decisions. So in some senses, you remain in the position that you were in when you were a child.
You mean because you're having to ask your parents for money and possibly also having to justify what you spend it on?
Yes.
There's a lot to be said for that argument. In many cases, I think it does make people less able to take responsibility for their own decisions. And it often creates tensions in a family, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. I read recently about someone who was over 40 and had to go back to live with his elderly parents. He was actually doing all sorts of things for them they needed done and couldn't do themselves, so there was a kind of balance in that case. And that brings me to another point. I don't think moving into your own flat or house necessarily makes you an adult either. A lot of people move out when they start university. I did, but although I probably thought of myself as very grown up, I wasn't really.
Apart from earning your own living, I think the thing that really gives you adult status is having your own family. With children of your own, you grow up fast.
Yes, you're forced to mature by having to make sacrifices and by being responsible for other people, aren't you? For me, that's the crucial thing. Taking responsibility or being treated as if you are capable of taking responsibility. That's why the real transition from childhood to adulthood is being treated as an adult. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So having your opinion sought by other adults is a real marker of maturity, as I see it. It may be as a parent, as someone with professional skills and expertise, or simply as someone who has accumulated enough knowledge of the world to justify their opinions.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide which experience has the most effect on a person's maturity.
Well, for me it's being a parent.
I can't argue with the fact that people who are parents grow up fast. My older sister and brother-in-law certainly did. But I think having your opinions sought and respected is important too.
So which one shall we choose?
Being a parent, I suppose, because children often seek their parents' opinions. We'll settle for that.